Rice County Attorney John Fossen. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, we had a great weekend. Did you get out for Jesse James Days?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got out and enjoyed the car show and the food on Bridge Square and just had a great time.
That's pretty much what I did. Car show, the food on Bridge Square. Did see some of the pass through, some of the arts and crafts thing and did a few other kind of walk-bys and investigations, but other than that, kind of a laid-back weekend.
Yeah, I saw some cars I thought I needed, but my wife disagreed, so we didn't buy any cars over the weekend.
All right. Hey, let's talk about what's going on at the Rice County Attorney's Office. First of all, I guess where are we at with the courts and such? We've had some changes in since we last talked to you. Masks are now mandated within the government buildings and such. Are there many other changes? Are you getting ready to try some trials?
Well, we've had a few trials since we've had one jury trial since we went back to mask wearing, and I believe we've got some calendared today and next week. So we are moving back towards operating and bringing people in for settlement conferences and contested hearings where people have to testify. So there's more activity at the courthouse than there has been. My staff is back in, and we're all wearing masks in the courthouse. Just trying to move forward and get things reopened, but we've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got trials calendared through the end of the year and into early next year, so we're going to be busy. We've got a lot to do.
County Attorney John Fossum is our guest today. I want to talk about one case in particular because you were up at the Minnesota Supreme Court last yes. week. Tell us about that.
Well, that's why I missed my normal Thursday morning with you, Jeff, is that Anthony Fugali case. Anthony Fugali was charged with and convicted of first-degree controlled substance. He had pled guilty to the first-degree sale of controlled substances and argued after he pled guilty that he should be able to withdraw his plea, and the trial court judge wouldn't let him withdraw his plea, said that he didn't offer an adequate basis to do that. The case went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals denied that request. And on Thursday, we had the argument at the Minnesota Supreme Court, and I went and argued the case because the lawyer who briefed the case in my office had moved out of state. His family had moved to Indiana, so he wasn't available. So I took my second string position and showed up and made the argument to the Supreme Court as to why we believe he shouldn't be allowed to withdraw his plea at this time.
All right. Is that the first time you've been in front of the Minnesota Supreme Court? Or?
It is. I've argued at the Minnesota Court of Appeals and the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in the past, but not to the Minnesota Supreme Court before.
So all right.
It was quite an experience. It was in the Capitol building, the newly refurbished courthouse in the Capitol building. So it's really quite a beautiful space to make an argument.
All right. Well, I guess, have they made a ruling on that? Did you win? Do you lose? Do you know yet?
Yeah. Most times they have, most judges have 90 days. The Supreme Court has as long as they want. So maybe in December I can tell you what happened. But for the time being, We'll wait.
Wait, tell us a little bit about the experience. Do you go up there? How long do you have? Can you take your time? Can you state your case with quite a bit of, I guess, evidence? And is there enough time to do that? It's not just a quick thing, tell us your story and get out?
Well, there's a record before the court. Everything that's happened in the case prior to that time, there's transcripts of the plea hearing, the plea withdrawal hearing, a couple of other things that happened in the case. All that information is before the court. There were briefs in the trial court, briefs at the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals issued its decision, and briefs filed in this case. So they have a lot of written information to look at already. So the point of the argument is really to talk about the parts of that written record that we want them to look at that we think is important that will help them make their decision. So the other side gets, I think, 35 minutes to argue, and as the respondent, I get 25 minutes, so he could take like 25 minutes at the beginning and 10 minutes for rebuttal, and then I got my 25 minutes in the middle. I didn't take all of it because I didn't see that there was a whole lot of I could say about, no, we think this case is pretty well settled, and you know these are the factors for the court to look at. So got my argument in and sat down. Now we wait, Jeff.
And that's it.
That's it.
It seems like there should be more climactic or something towards the end there, but I guess hurry up and wait.
It would be great if it was like TV and they would issue the decision right there. But
not the case.
Not the case.
All right, let's move on. The Northfield Police Department has a new program that has to do with some new traffic laws that are out there. Tell us about that.
Well, it's not so much about new traffic laws. It's just about a new approach. And I think Chief Elliott will probably tell you about this next time you talk to him. And I didn't mean to jump his announcement. I thought he might have been here already. But this Chief Elliott and Deputy Chief Hyder came forward with this program, which is actually statewide. But it's called the Lights On program, and it's funded by some grants. So instead of giving someone a what we used to call a fix-it ticket, saying, hey, your headlight's out, your taillight's out, because, you know, you're driving along, you don't necessarily know when your taillight's out. You don't necessarily know if your turn signal is out. A lot of people don't pay that much attention to it. So if the officer stops someone, instead of giving them a ticket and saying, you got to get this fixed, they can give them a voucher, and they can go to a shop and get it fixed. And sometimes that's, you know, sometimes it's kind of expensive. We had a Subaru where you had to take off the fender to change the light bulb. So it could be a difficult, complex, expensive thing to replace it. And so they pay up to a certain amount to get the things fixed. And I really compliment Chief Elliott and Deputy Chief Hyder for bringing this to Rice County. And they've signed on. They'll be starting it soon, if they haven't already. And then they've also enlisted the Faribault Police and the Rice County Sheriff's Office to be involved in the same program. So I think it's a tremendous thing for the community and for community police relations, because, you know, not every reaction or interaction between the police and the public needs to be negative, and this is one of the things they can do to really kind of help people out and let them know, you know, your vehicle needs to be safe.
Yeah, that is I like the program, and we'll be talking with, I think we have Chief Elliott coming in here in the next week or two at some point. Kind of look at my schedule, but we'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah. He can give you better details than I can.
But, all right.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we had those announcements from other areas about not ticketing certain crimes anymore. But to me, it's important that the people on the road are licensed, that their vehicles are insured, that they're in good repair, and that all the safety equipment is working properly. And to me, this is a tremendous way of making sure that people have all the safety equipment working properly, that the lights are on when they're supposed to be on, and also helping people out of a situation and not having it be a negative interaction.
Yeah, good program. I like that. We'll talk with Chief Elliott about that. Once again, John Fossum is with us. He is the Rice County Attorney. Anything else going on in the attorney's office, Rice County?
Yeah, well, we've got, as always, a lot going on, and we can talk more about it next month, I guess. But there is, I got to get back and get on top of the calendar and find out what we're doing next. But I know that I believe we have some cases calendared for trial this morning and a couple more next week. And I know we have one big case set for October, so it's going to be a busy several weeks in the office.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated. We'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Bye-bye.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum. We'll be back with Rich in 2 minutes. Here's MNN.